You know the vibes. Welcome back to another episode of the Hoop Genius Podcast, brought to you by NBA 2K25. It's myself, Mo Mooksy, alongside me as always, three-time NBA champion, Mr. BJ Armstrong. BJ, first and foremost, are you and the family safe? I've been seeing some crazy news coming out of LA.
Yeah, it's let's give our thoughts and positive energy, prayers to the families here in the Los Angeles area with these fires. And you know, it just seems like it's always something, but you know, this is, you know, one of the things, I guess, living in an area like this, you have, you know, natural, I'm gonna say disasters, but you always have something going on. So my thoughts to all the families and to everyone in the LA area, stay safe, and we'll keep doing and being of service to others. Mm-hmm. And but it's a very unfortunate situation, but it is, Mo, it's tough right now. So it's tough to hear what's all the news that's coming out of the LA area, and so many people have been evacuated, and but hopefully, you know, we can, human beings are amazing, and it's a very unfortunate situation right now.
Yeah, JJ Redick said his family had been evacuated and people are freaking out due to the wildfires. So hopefully they end pretty soon because the pictures look crazy. I think it was the Pacific Palisades neighborhood. If you're an OG listener to this podcast, if you were listening before BJ even joined the podcast, you'll know that that's where Kobe used to live when he played for the Lakers. Because we had an agent on the show who used to be neighbors with Kobe. But it is crazy, the pictures going on. But, you know, let's have a look around the NBA. Let's have a look around the NBA, BJ. The Phoenix Suns took a loss last night to the Charlotte Hornets, including, did you see the play that I sent you from LaMelo Ball where he threw it off the backboard? This guy's just having fun out there. You got to love it. He's just having fun. He's playing like he's still in Chino Hills. But the Phoenix Suns continue to lose. They had KD, they had Booker. Bradley Beal came off the bench for just 10 points. But it's becoming more and more apparent because, according to our friend Chris Haynes, Jimmy Butler doesn't really want to go to anywhere besides the Phoenix Suns. It's interesting that he turned down, apparently, reportedly, he turned down a move to the Grizzlies, and he's still holding out to try and get to Phoenix, which is insane because I think the Grizzlies have a better chance at competing than the Phoenix Suns do. And also Jimmy Butler's comments about he wants to play for anyone but Miami clearly do not hold up truthful. Otherwise, he would have said yes to the deal in Memphis.
What was the deal in Memphis?
I don't know the specifics of the deal, but it was reported that he was that a trade package was on the table and he said he doesn't want to play for them.
What would that deal be? Like Ja Morant for
Butler? It would be... Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, please do.
It would definitely not be Ja Morant. It would be a combination of some salaries. Let's see if we can find out what it was that was reported. It would be some sort of amalgamation of players. That would be going over to Miami in return for Jimmy Butler. But I don't know why he wouldn't want to play for Memphis. It would be some sort of Marcus Smart, yeah. Brandon Clark, and Luke Kennard in exchange for Jimmy Butler.
This is... Okay, so you're Pat Riley. You're going, yeah, that's the deal I'm doing. Really? I mean, come on. Mo, this is you and I talking. This is not like whoever reported this. So you're Pat Riley. Mo, you're going to be a GM, right? This is your whole thing. So Mo's sitting in his office. He's working the phones. And then you said, we're going to give away Jimmy Butler for who?
Marcus Smart, Brandon Clark, and Luke Kennard.
Yeah. Okay.
And some draft picks.
So yeah. Come on. Come on now.
The thing is that the Miami Heat don't have a lot of leverage in this situation.
What leverage do they need? He's under contract. And if he wants to walk.
He's under contract for the rest of the season.
Yes. Okay.
So let's say they don't trade him and he walks this offseason.
So be it.
They don't get the cap space because they're over the cap already.
Okay. So he walks away.
So you've got
Okay.
nothing in return rather than something in return.
The one thing you want in return is the following. You do not want to take back bad contracts. For what? There's no need.
Which of those do you see as a bad contract?
I don't want any of that. That doesn't move the needle of what they're trying to do.
But do you see anyone out there that they could actually
Here
realistically get that would move the needle?
is there a deadline yet for them to make a move? No. No. Oh, if whatever, allow him to move. Jimmy Butler, okay, we keep him for the remainder of the year. Jimmy Butler's still financially, he doesn't have to, but it's in his best interest to work with the Miami Heat to get him to a place because he's already stated his intentions. I'm not going to a place where I don't want to resign. Translation, he's going to have to work with the Miami Heat in order for that to happen or lose a significant amount of money. All of this leverage and things that are being said, that's just chit chatter. If he wants to maximize this moment in his life at 35, he's going to have to work with the Miami Heat. Now, he can choose to take a significant pay cut by going to a team that has whatever space they have. But if he's going to maximize this, he's going to have to do a sign and trade. He's going to have to get traded to a team that the Miami Heat are going to say, we want to take in. Or he's going to go to a team and say, hey, whatever. If they have $20 million of cap space, he can go there. That's how this works. So everyone can say what they want to say. This sounds good, da da da. What leverage do you have? No. Okay. We couldn't work it out with Jimmy Butler. We couldn't work it out with any player. This is just the latest player. Okay, here it is. If you want to get paid, Mo, you're going to have to work with the current team
It's interesting to me, right? Because
that you're
all summer
playing with.
long, or last year, all summer long, the Heat fans were saying that Portland should trade Dame to Miami because he wants to go to Miami. They shouldn't do a trade that's in the best interest for their team. They should let Dame go to where he wants. I wonder if the Heat fans have the same sentiment and that they'd be willing to accept whatever the Phoenix Suns give up just because Jimmy wants to go there, or whether they now want their team to make a trade in the best interest of their team. I find that pretty funny.
I don't know. I don't listen to that. So I don't know that world. That's your,
It's my
what I
world.
know is, yeah, that's your world. Here's my world. Here are the facts. I just look at the facts. If he wants to maximize his financial earnings at 35 years of age, he's going to have to work with the Miami Heat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm just interested to see how this plays out, because he's already stated his intentions. His intentions are, you can trade for me, but that doesn't mean I'm going to sign with you. Okay. Okay. All right. So it's already set. He's
So
already set what he wanted to do. So let's see how it plays out.
let me phrase it like this, though. If you're the Grizzlies, would you look at it like how the Raptors looked at signing Kawhi? If you're the Grizzlies, do you look at it like if we can get Jimmy Butler and we can do something this season, it doesn't matter if he walks afterwards? Like, we will win enough that by the time he's finished here, we'll have a chance of re-signing him.
I stay principled in my decision making. Like, if you don't want to be with me, then I don't want to be with you. It's simple to me. But if you guys are trying to figure out how to win someone over, maybe that's a new thing.
Hey, I know nothing about that.
I rock with people who rock it with me. I don't have any, if someone says they don't want to be with me for whatever the reason may be, okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. I move on. I respect you. You respect me. You don't want to be with me. Okay, I'm good with that. This whole idea of trying to win someone over, and that's something in your generation. I don't know. I'll listen, But it's easy for me. I'm principled. So the whole idea with Kawhi Leonard, that's a new principle to me. That I don't understand that. But I don't have to understand
I think the
everything, and I'm
Kawhi Leonard
okay.
thing was lightning striking. I don't think that
Hey,
that's a
I say
strategy that
this,
I
and
would.
I know it's just kind of, listen, there are anomalies and things that happen that you just can't explain. Right? If you try something, one time it's probably bound to work. It worked for Kawhi Leonard in that case. However, that was an anomaly. That was an anomaly. It worked. It worked for whatever reason it worked. And then now look at Kawhi since then. Look at Toronto since then. So, but in that moment, it worked. And now, if you can bottle that and you can duplicate that, now you're talking about something.
And
But
I don't see that happening this season.
exactly. How many times can that happen again? Now, if
No,
you
like
think
I said,
that's going
it's
to
lightning
happen,
striking. It's just going to happen
it,
one time. Like
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
even see Jimmy Butler as good as he is, even as his game gets better in the playoffs. I don't see him on Kawhi Leonard's level. But let's get back on the court because last night, Zion Williamson was back on the court. Did you catch the Pelicans last night?
Yeah, saw a little bit of it. Saw a little bit of
I
that.
enjoyed the Pelicans looked fun to watch. Zion came back with 22, 6 and 4 with 3 steals and a block on both ends of the court. You could see the immediate impact that he was making. They did play that game without Trey Murphy and Brandon Ingram. So I look at it like the Pelicans are just a team where you see them and you're like, if they can be healthy, they could actually be a real threat. The problem is they can never be healthy. You know what I'm saying?
You are who you are. You know what? In the realm of potential, could be, ought to be, they are as good as anyone on paper. But I can only tell you what I can see. They're not available. I can only tell you what I see. They're not available. And that's a fact. Now, Zion comes back. He's moving. He seems to be moving well. He seems all those things. However, every moment you're just kind of like waiting for something. Okay, but if they can get Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram and all
Well,
those guys,
Brandon Ingram's
McCollum.
another player who maybe they're looking to move this season before his
Yeah,
contract
if they
expires
can
as
get all
well.
those guys on the floor, I have no doubt that they can put together something, but that's a big if. And it's unfortunate for their organization. Injuries occur, but whatever's going on down there in the bayou, it's not working. And as far as health, maybe just bad luck, but whatever it is, it's unfortunate for them and their organization, because they have talent. They have really nice talent.
The Lakers lost last night quite badly to the Dallas Mavericks, who were without Luka and Kyrie and Daniel Gafford. And it was a pretty interesting watch in the second half there, because the strategy for Dallas in the second half was basically, let's all take turns to cook Austin Reeves. Austin Reeves got put into isolation 15 times in that second half there. I don't think anyone's done that more than 8 times this season. And they did a great job of making sure that LeBron was the low man in the help defense rather than AD, so that AD couldn't come across on ultra shots. The Lakers got to figure something out, because I know Chuck said it on the show the other day, and it was kind of a joke the way he was saying it, but what he was saying was really truthful. Is I really don't see much difference between in terms of results, in terms of this team now, this team when they had Darvin Ham, this team when they had Frank Vogel, this team when they have anyone as the coach. I really don't see a material difference in the way things are going. What did you think about that loss last night? Because that is a game that you should not be losing.
Well, again, I don't like to compare one team to a team 2 or 3 years ago and act as if it's the same team. These aren't the same players. This
Well,
isn't the
it's
same.
95% the same players as last year.
Okay, well, at 95, I don't recall all those guys You know, I don't recall Austin Reeves being a starter 3 years ago.
No, I'm talking about last year.
Yeah. When I look at these, when I look at this team, okay, I would hope we would take into consideration it's different philosophies, different offense, different defensive schemes. It's not the same team. Maybe the same players, but it's not the same team. Everyone's a year older. Some players got better. Some players aren't performing as well as they did a year ago. Some players could be. So this is a different team. Every year is a different year. This group, it's interesting because we've said this and we're saying it again. What is our expectation? Mo, what's your expectation with this group? I've said it years ago.
With the Lakers,
Yes, what
I
is
think when we did our predictions for the West, I think I had them like anywhere between 6 to 9 in the West.
okay. So there it is. I don't have any expectations for this team beyond getting maybe sneaking into the playoffs if they find the right matchups, possibly under Darvin Ham's tutelage and coaching. They got to the conference finals. So the previous two coaches, let's look at the results. All of this other stuff really doesn't matter to me. Frank Vogel, they won a championship in the bubble. It's a fact. Darvin Ham took that team to the conference finals. That is a fact. Okay. So what are our expectations with this team as it is? I'm done with it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'll let you talk about it if that's what you want to talk about
What do
it.
you want
I'm
to talk
not
about
talking
then,
about
B?
it.
What do you want
No, like, but
to
I certainly don't want to keep talking as if the Lakers are going to get this person in a trade. How? The Lakers' expectations, they're better than the OKC Thunder, really? They're better than what's going, what are we saying here? Like they lose to the Dallas Mavericks. Well, the Dallas Mavericks went to the finals last year. Anybody can get
Yeah,
beat
but
at
this is
any
the Dallas
given.
Mavericks without three of their five, maybe five best players.
This is the, believe it or not, Mo, this is where I differ than most. These players are really good players. Just because you are featured on a team, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, there's more to the game than actually scoring the basketball that actually occurs. Most of these players that are playing in the NBA, you hear coaches say it all the time. There is a buy-in to the philosophy of the team. There's only one ball. There might be multiple players who could score 20 points a night on a team, but because of the buy-in of the team, now everyone's playing their roles. Because of the buy-in, could be. Luka, yes, Luka is an amazing player. Kyrie is an amazing player. But that's just one aspect of the game that which we highlight. A guy averages 30 points doesn't mean that the guy is really an impactful player because there are other things that are going on to contribute to the game, which again is showed by how good the Dallas Mavericks. They did not get to the NBA Finals last year because of just two guys. That was a really good team, and they're very well coached. And here's another example of it. Here's another example of it. So, yes, in theory, should they be better when you add those guys? In theory, yes. But you and I just talked about an anomaly with Kawhi Leonard. Here was a guy that struck lightning in a bottle. So it has to apply to everything that we do, or it doesn't apply at all. The Dallas Mavericks are really, really good. Those are some really good players. Those are some good players over there. And when given an opportunity, anyone can step up. Mo, I can't wait for you to play in the celebrity game because let me assure you that Mo has assured all of us here that he's going to get what, 30 or more points.
Hell
Well,
yeah.
I don't know if that's part of the other guy who's thinking that he or she's going to get 30 points when most steps are. So who is this Mo guy? Everyone's going to say after the game. This is what happens. This is the NBA. You don't make it this far because you can't play, but you also play your role on any given particular team. Right now, this is Luka's and Kyrie's team. However, there could be an emerging star that comes out of this that we don't know about.
Yeah.
It could be an emerging star.
Yeah, well, so Quentin Grimes had 23. Jen Hardy gave him 15 off the bench. Spencer Dinwiddie showed up with 19. PJ Washington had 22. You know, it was a good team win.
Yes, and this is the NBA. These players are really, really good. And as I tell you all the time, Mo, anybody can get beat on any given night. That's why you play the game.
Mm-hmm.
So give these guys the respect that they deserve. They're really good players on the bench. I used to love it in the previous eras where there would be all-star caliber players sitting on the bench, waiting patiently for their turn.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were players like Detlef Schrempf. I remember when Reggie Miller was coming off the bench. There were some really good players that came off the bench. And there are today. So if there is a thing like player development, which we are all touting, or is that just something that we say? Which one is it? Okay. Which one is it? All right. They're really good players. By the way, the Lakers they have some flaws, like all teams do. And here was another example. They couldn't defend and get stops. That's why they just made a trade, what, a week ago or two weeks ago?
Yeah, Dorian Finney-Smith.
Yes. So they're working through it, as all teams are. But in the end, we can't take away what has been done there with the two previous coaches prior to J.J. Redick. That was pointed out, I think you said, by Charles and others. Mm-hmm. Right? This isn't anything new. I think J.J. has done a nice job with this group. But what are we really expecting here?
Yeah.
What are we really expecting? I'm not expecting this team to run through the Western Conference. I'm not. But they are competitive on most nights. And then, you know, every now and then, they have their moments. This was a moment that they felt, I'm sure they've all felt they should have won the game. However, this is the NBA. Anybody can be beat. Anyone can be beat in any given moment.
That's a fact. Well, you don't want to talk about the Lakers anymore. Is there anything you do want to talk about before we get out of here?
Well, yeah. Let's talk about this game that's coming up tonight. The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Ooh.
And the OKC Thunder. Okay.
Ooh.
I want to talk about that game because here is a big time game, big time records. I think one team has a 15 game winning streak. The other team has
10.
10. And it's kind of like no one's discussing it. So I just want to make sure that we highlight that.
I don't think the Thunder have lost to any team from the East yet, and I don't think the Cavs have lost to any team from the West yet.
Okay, so let's. I just want to like at least highlight that.
Yeah, the Thunder are 30-5. The Cavs are 31-4. This is the first time ever that a team on a 15 and a team on a 10 game winning streak have met in the regular season.
So I just want to make sure that we highlight that we just don't overlook it.
Yeah,
these are two really good teams. Clearly, some magnificent players,
mm-hmm.
MVP caliber players.
Mm-hmm.
Evan Mobley is, you know, he's a year or two from now, he could easily be in the MVP conversation, okay, where he's at. But I don't want to just overlook that and take that for granted. I also want to highlight your Boston Celtics last night for what they did. Okay, that was a phenomenal win at the end of a road trip.
Yeah, no Jokic, though.
No Jokic. This is the NBA. But you don't take anything for granted.
You know what? As excited as we are for OKC versus Cleveland, I'm going to be honest. I'm more excited. I'm even more excited for Spurs Bucks because Wemby and Giannis going head-to-head. I think that's must-see.
Yeah, I'm a little down. I'm a little down on the Spurs right now. I'm a little down on the Spurs. Not for anything that they've done. It's just You know, that right now you go through the your highs and lows. Well, right now, you know, they're settling for just so many threes right now that I'm just kind of like, okay, what's going on here? Like, is this a like they're just settling in their brand of basketball. So I'm a little down on them right now. But I want to move on to the Rockets.
Houston, yeah.
Yes, I want to move on to the Rockets real quick. You know, this kid, Thompson. Oh, he might be a star.
He and his brother, twin brothers, Ayman and
Yes.
Asar, they are, and I say this in the most positive way possible, they are freaks of nature. The athleticism that those two twins have is insane.
They both are all star, all NBA caliber defenders. Both of them could be stars. Both of them. Okay. I'm going to keep a close eye now on the Rockets because you know what? Now, that kid Thompson, that's
20
a
points
player.
on 7 of 8 from the field to go along with 15 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals last night.
Okay. And let me assure you this, ladies and gentlemen. I had a chance to watch this kid play prior to getting to the NBA. This kid was playing the point guard position. And last night he played the power forward position. That's the level of athlete. That's the level of athlete we're talking about and athleticism. This kid might be a star. Okay? When you see it, you go, now we talk about the 20 points and all of the things. But here's what I want to talk about. He had 15 rebounds.
4 of them on
And
the
this
offensive
and
glass as
what he
well.
really is a lead guard. Okay? A lead guard with elite athleticism, and he defends at an elite level. And we're talking about something special here. So I'm going to begin now. If I was an executive, if Mo, when you run your team, I'm going to say, Mo, you should be trying to figure out how to identify a player of that ability. Now that's a good draft pick right there. Now, a lot of times you got to fall into it and you got to be there and but for them to be able to identify a player like that and to be able to play
And
40 minutes in a
also,
game.
he came out of Overtime Elite, and he was like one of the first few players to come out of Overtime Elite. So identifying the talent within that league is different to identifying the talent in college or overseas and so on and so forth.
Well, that's high school, and they have what's called a post grad here in America, so it was an interesting route, right? You don't know saying one is better than the other, but ladies and gentlemen, he has a chance, okay? He has a real chance here, and then they have another young player over there, Whitmore, that looks like
There seemed to be
could be.
a little drama. He seemed to storm off after that game. He doesn't seem to be too happy with the minutes and the touches he's getting, even though he did finish with 17 points. But
In 17 minutes. Okay.
I'm just saying,
Now,
I don't know what that might have been about something completely different. I just saw it.
I don't know, but what I do know in Ime, I trust. And I'm
Facts.
sure whatever it is, it will be
Facts.
addressed. Okay?
It's
So
facts.
I'm never mad at any player who wants to play. Okay? But what I am mad at is the guys who don't want to play and load manage. So if Cam wants to play,
Then
then let
play.
that be a problem for me to get him on
Hey,
the
that's a
floor.
good problem to have.
Okay. The problem I don't want is the guys who don't want to play. So that's not a problem to
And
me.
Cameron was only 20 years old. This is his second year in the league.
And I'm okay with that. You know, I'm okay with that. He played the most minutes coming off the bench.
No, I think Aaron Holiday played like 23.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He played the second most. Sorry, he played the second most minutes coming off the bench, so he's in the top seven, top eight in the rotation. This team is in what, second or third place, somewhere around there.
Jabari Smith was out as well for that game. But yeah, the Houston Rockets have been rolling.
Yeah,
They're in second place, 24-12.
so I
Seven and
like
three
what
over
I'm
their last
seeing.
ten.
I like what they're doing. But I have no doubt that Ime will handle that situation if that report is accurate. Who knows? And I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with any player that wants to play. I have a
I'm a
problem when
huge
they
fan of the
don't want to play.
Rockets. I'm a huge fan of the
Yes.
Rockets. They might be my favorite team in the West. I love the
Yeah,
Houston
so yeah,
Rockets.
I wanted to highlight that.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the 26 points and 10 rebounds from Alper Çengün.
Yes, very, very well done. I also want to highlight the last game on the docket from yesterday, the Miami Heat versus your Golden State Warriors.
Double overtime. My Golden State, what?
Yeah, your Golden State Warriors,
Double overtime win for the Heat with no Jimmy Butler, of course. Steph Curry looked real tired out there. Steph Curry looked real tired. I don't know what they're gonna do over there in Golden State, because that's not a game that they should be losing. Well, I know you just said your whole thing about anyone can be anyone, but the Heat are coming off losses to the Kings, a blowout loss to the Jazz, loss to the Pacers. Do you know what I mean? They're in somewhat disarray. You should be able to go there and handle your business. But these things happen. These things happen.
You will say like they shouldn't be, like I just that's one thing you have
You're at
to
home. You got to defend your home court. You can't be double OT lost to a team that's struggling.
Oh, okay. Well, they're right around 500. I don't. I think when you look at their roster and you look at their, players available, they don't have perhaps one of their better talents. Okay, so one of their top three players, and they're still
And
hovering
Kuminga.
around 500. No, I'm
Oh,
talking
you're talking about
about
Miami.
Miami.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I. When you look at their roster, you look around, you go, they've done a really quietly, they've gone about their business, right? They've quietly gone about their business, minus Jimmy Butler. I mean, this is a lot of drama. I mean, they're in the headlines for everything but what's going on
Yeah,
the
they're one
court.
and three since this drama started.
Yeah. In spite of all that, they're still hovering, they're still competing. And you know
Yep.
what I love? They put together a game plan that's going to allow them to not have buy-in. They bought into like the fact that, hey, Eric Spoelstra is going to put together a plan and we're going to go out there and execute it to the best of our ability on a back to back, I might add. Okay, so that lets me know whatever is going on, that the team is connected to what's happening, because they're still playing they're being very competitive. Okay. I like what I see with this group now. So you say, well, they don't have Jimmy Butler. Well, they don't have whatever. What is so dominant? Okay, I think they only had like two guys or so in their starting lineup that was in double figures scoring, Golden State. I don't know. You can confirm that more.
Yeah, the Golden State Warriors, it was Steph Curry with 31 and Trayce Jackson-Davis had 19.
So I don't see with this group the overwhelming,
They were
like
without
they should.
Pajemski, Kuminga, Gary Payton the second.
Yes, I just don't see it. And that's why I say anybody can be beat. Now, minus Steph Curry, I don't see it with them. I
I
don't
don't.
see it. I don't see it, but very nice win. It's going to be tough for Golden State moving forward. Jonathan Kuminga, I said, I think it was like a week or two ago, I said, I don't understand why Jonathan
You went a little bit
Kuminga
viral with that one.
did it really. I just said it, but I'm just saying what I see. But I don't know everything too. I recognize that, so I want to make sure that's clear. I don't know what's happening. I don't know the professionalism, what I can't see. I'm just telling you what I see when I turn the games on.
Yeah.
But in saying that, it's going to be tough for Golden State moving forward. And I said this some years ago. When it ends, it always ends bad. It never ends well. And that's what we're going through
And
right
Clay's
now.
already gone. So
Yes. So every championship team has gone through it. Every championship team in the future will go through it. So know what's going to happen. When it ends, it never ends well.
should I tell you what doesn't end badly?
The Hoop Genius Podcast.
That's a fact, because we'll
Okay.
be back tomorrow. So make sure you subscribe to the show,
Okay,
YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast from. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow's episode already, because these games tonight, I'm gonna be locked the
Oh,
Hell yeah.
you're gonna be locked in?
I'm locked in, B. I'm locked in. I told you this year is just all focus. It's
Oh.
2025.
Oh, you're focused. Oh, okay. Okay, Mo.
It's
I respect
been
that.
8 days now. I've been on my best behavior.
Hey, it only takes one to start a streak. It only takes one to start a streak.
No, I'm trying to behave. I'm trying to stay focused.
Okay.
Keep the distractions away from me. You know what I'm saying? But
What's your distractions? Would you like to share?
no, this is a
Oh,
family friendly show. I will not be.
I, you know.
They know who they are.
Oh, okay.
But no, locked in. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna give you a call during the games tonight. We'll see what happens. Have you got a prediction? OKC versus the Cavs.
I do not. I don't have a prediction here, but I want to watch because I want to see two of the better teams as far as passing in the flow of the game. Now, you know, while we also, you know, we can be critical of certain aspects of the game, I also want to hand out praise and shout praise. These are two teams that play with a certain level, let's say, with a certain level of flow, if you will. I think that's probably the best word. Both teams really move the ball quite well. So I want to see how these teams actually try to defend each other because they're two of the two best passing teams in the league. And they have exceptional, you know, you they have exceptional aspects of their game, right? There are two really good guards. You know, you got Donovan on one end, you got Shea on the other. You have Hardenstein, who's a really, you know, I think he's a, you know, a better than average defender, big.
I think he's way better than he gets credit for.
Well, you know, when I think he provides the grit that's necessary to defend. However, you wouldn't say he's an exceptional rim protector. You wouldn't say
No,
he's an
I think
exceptional,
he is,
but
for his position, an exceptional passer.
again, I think he plays and fits in today's game. You know what I mean? He's like a jack of all trades. Like,
He
is he
does
the
what's
best at?
necessary to win. He'll do the dirty work, offensive rebound, screen, but he
I
can
think
also
he,
make plays out of short roll. He can also,
yeah.
do you know what I mean? He's an excellent addition, almost the perfect addition for this team. Thunder
Yes.
do a great job of forcing turnovers. They win every game. They win the turnover battle, so they force the opponents into the most
Are
turnovers.
you highlighting defense, Mo? I'm so proud of you.
What
Are
do
you
you,
talking
BJ?
about
I live
defense?
on defense, man. Come on,
Oh,
come on. You know me. You know me. They
okay.
force the opponents into the most turnovers out of any team in the NBA, whilst also having the least turnovers out of any team in the NBA. So the turnover differential that they have is astounding. So that's what I'm looking at tonight. Is how many turnovers can they force the Cavs into?
Should be a good game. I think we can learn something. I just want to learn how to defend teams who pass well in today's game because they're playing five out offense. And we know that Shea won't settle for a three. So it'll be
And
interesting to see.
just for the record, the Thunder tied with the Celtics for the least turnovers per game, which is nice as a Celtics fan. You know how we used to have an addiction to turnovers. But the Cleveland Cavaliers only turn the ball over 13 times a night. So we're going to see if that number is over or less than 13.
Let's do it.
That's what I'm looking
I'll be
for.
there.
Yes,
I'll
sir.
be
We'll be back
there.
tomorrow. Subscribe to the show, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts from. And until next time, get buckets.